paramedic here from 2311 Racing. Game night's fun until someone spends 5 minutes lining up one shot. Chalk, breathe, re-chalk, still aiming. While they figure it out, I fire up Chumba Casino. I can spin anywhere, anytime, and there's always a new social casino game every week. Spins happen way faster than that shot. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Chase McKay, Big Joe Dubin with you here. 102.5, 106.3 the game. MTSU kicking off their season in Tuscaloosa, taking on Alabama. We'll have coverage for you at 5:30 on 93.3 Classic Hits, your new home for MTSU athletics and football, of course. And we say hello to Rick Stockstill, head football coach at Middle Tennessee State. He's going to join us every Wednesday at 10:30. Coach, how you doing?
I'm good. Chase, Joe, how you guys doing?
We are doing fantastic. And, you know, when we talked to you a few weeks ago at practice as you were getting ready, obviously it was early in camp, but, you know, I brought up to you, hey, you like to do it right, opening the season against two SEC opponents, including going down to Alabama. So what is kind of the vibe with your team right now, getting ready to take on Nick Saban and the Crimson Tide?
Yeah, I really feel we're a confident bunch. And, you know, we know the task at hand. We know how good Alabama is. We know that we have to play really well to give ourselves a chance, but we're prepared to do that. We've had a good, since the bowl game in Hawaii, the winter workout, spring ball, summer camp. I feel like we've gotten better each day, and I like our mindset. We've got good leadership. I like the toughness of our team. So I'm excited about, starting this season. And, yeah, we know what's at hand, like I said. But, let's go down there and hopefully we can play a good game and give ourselves a chance to win it.
The guy that's going to be calling the signals for you, Nick Vadiato, your quarterback, he's played a handful of games for you. He's a redshirt sophomore. Just how big is it to have that kind of leader at that position, but also as a redshirt sophomore, somebody that, you can hopefully build around for years to come?
Yeah, it's no secret how I feel about Nick, and I'm proud of him and, his growth and maturity, as a quarterback. And, he hasn't played, a lot, six and a half games. But at least he's played. He's run out that tunnel before. This won't be his first time, this weekend. So, Nick gives, it's always hard for a quarterback to be a vocal leader when you're not the guy. And I really saw Nick take those steps, progress, as a vocal leader, when we got back from Hawaii in January and then the off season, the summer and camp. He's really emerged himself as a guy this team respects, not only how he goes about his daily work, but how he communicates with everybody as well. So I'm proud of Nick, and I think he'll have a jam up year this year.
Talking to MTSU head football coach Rick Stockstill today. Coach, great senior Monday night at your coach's show. Packed house, great environment, a lot of fun. Can you tell me the story that you told me that the guy told you on the way to work Monday morning? Cause I just think that your reaction, your comment, and come back to him was fantastic. Do you mind telling that story?
Yeah, Joe, it was Monday morning, and, I get to work pretty early, and, where I park, get out of my truck, and I'm walking in the building, and a guy was walking, exercising, and he said, "Good morning." I said, "Good morning." And he said, "You're looking forward to Alabama this weekend?" And I said, "Yes, sir, I am. We're fired up about it." And he goes, "What a great learning experience it'll be for your team." you know, and I kind of paused a second. And I said, you know what? It might be a great learning experience for their team. And, you know, have a good day. So nobody expects us to win this game except us. And we know how difficult it's going to be. But you know what? You know, you don't win the game on paper. You got to prove it on the field. And that's what that's what we're going to go down there and do and try to, you know, prove that we're the better team or we're the team that can come out of there with a victory on Saturday.
With Bama not releasing their depth chart, does that affect you guys? I mean, it has to a little bit, right?
You think they're scared? They don't want us, you know, they don't want us to know who's going to be the starting quarterback or the starting right guard. You know, you know, whoever they put out there is going to be a good player. And there's so many unknowns about everything in the first game for everybody is, you know, playing their first game. And because there's going to be guys that didn't play for them last year, you know, that are starters this year that, you know, maybe not were not on film last year. So it's they're not going to change schematically, you know, what they're doing defensively or offensively. You know, they haven't named a quarterback, but got a pretty good idea who it's going to be. And, you know, and if it's not this guy, you know, or it's this guy this quarter and somebody else, you're not going to see two, three different offenses. They're going to be what they are, who they are. And so it's, you know, it's not that big a deal, to be honest with you, Joe.
Do you, are you big on pregame speeches? Was Coach Bowden big on those when you played for him?
He was not, and to me, I always said that if you have to give a, you know, a speech 5 minutes before you play the game to get your team excited to play, you've done a poor job Sunday through Friday. And, you know, by then, they're ready to go. Coach Bowden was always, you know, some reminders, you know, type things, and that's what I do. You know, it's more reminders than – like I said, if you got to lay a brim and fire speech out there, you've done a bad job Sunday through Friday.
Coach Rick Stockstill is with us, MTSU head football coach. And again, they'll take on Alabama in Tuscaloosa this Saturday. Coverage beginning at 5:30 on 93.3 Classic Hits. And back to your story that you told earlier about, you know, learning experiences. Do you reference when you're talking to your team, you know, or allow them to think about last year in Miami and that win, you know, in situations like this? Or do you try and preach that last year was last year, let's make new memories this year?
Yeah, you know, they know it. I mean, they know, they hear it enough. You know, you beat Miami last year, you can do it this year. You know, every team is different. You know, in college football and probably even the NFL, your team changes weekly. You know, the team that we play, go down to Alabama with, will not be the same team we go to Missouri with. It changes, you know, every week. And that's why that's the beauty of college football, that, you know, every week is a new challenge. And it's a new challenge of who you play, but it's also a new challenge of getting that team ready. And, you know, so – it doesn't do any good to say, you know, talk about last year's team. You know, the thing I talk, when I talk about last year's team and how it relates to this year's team, I've always just said that this year's team has got a lot of confidence because of what they've accomplished last year, you know, and how they, you know, the middle part of the year, you know, when they beat Miami, the little bit middle part of the year when we lost three straight, how we didn't panic, the adversity that we overcame to win the last four games in the bowl game. So, you know, you talk more in terms like that than, hey, you did this last year, you can do it again this year. You beat this team last year, you can do it this year. That doesn't, you know, doesn't jive with me. There's no relevancy, you know, with those teams because Alabama's not Miami, you know. Miami's not us, you know. So, and they definitely weren't us last year. You know, so I try to focus more on what we can control. I know that's cliche, but I try to stay in the moment and just be honest with these guys in everything I communicate with them.
Coach, you elected, or the team elected, the captains earlier this week. Do you, the process of doing that, you just let the guys do it and vote it and then go from there and no input from the coaching staff at all?
No, it's strictly player vote. And what I've done, though, is I have them pick four or vote for four, and then I'll bring in a couple underclassmen, one from – you know, or a couple from offense, a couple from defense, and they count. They take the ballots out of the box and they count it. You know, so it's, you know, I didn't rig it. I didn't do it. Anyone get in trouble by saying votes rigged? You know, so they count it. And then the last couple years, there's always been like the fifth place guy has been one vote or two votes from the fourth place guy.
Wow.
And so I talked to those four guys that I bring up to count, you know, and I'll say, what do you think about this? It's so close. You guys think it's, you know, that he deserves, you know, I think we should have five captains. And they agree. That's what happened this year is why we had five. And the times that we've had four, the vote discrepancy between number four and number five, you know, has been pretty wide. So I haven't picked four, so it's not so watered down. And then if five's close, we'll add a fifth one.
Well done.
I like it for sure. Coach, thanks so much for doing this. We look forward to these weekly chats with you, and best of luck this weekend at Alabama.
Sounds good. Appreciate you, Chase. Joe, have a great week.
Yes, you too. Sir. Rick Stockstill. Joining us, Middle Tennessee State University's head football coach, and has been there a very long time. We actually got to Middle the same year, and I went on the scenic tour.
So. Oh, is that a trivia question?
Yes. Yeah, I was going to set you up for that because we have a pair of tickets to see, you'd like this, Rob Zombie and Alice Cooper at Bridgestone Arena.
Oh, when is that?
September 12th.
Love that.
So you're going to ask, coming up next, you're going to ask, or actually do it now.
Okay.
You ask the trivia question.
All right, so Rick Stockstill's been at MTSU. This is 18th season at MTSU, and there are three other college coaches who are ahead of Rick Stockstill, longest tenured coaches at their school. We need all three. We're going to make this hard on you. We need all three college football coaches, talking Power Five, Group of Five, Division One, basically, who have been at their schools longer than Rick Stockstill. He's entering his 18th season at MTSU. We need the three coaches ahead of him who've been at their school the longest. There's three of them. We need the answer.
There would have been four, right?
Would have been four, but Pat Fitzgerald was shown the door.
Right. So there are three. 615-737-1025. If you can be the first to give all three to Nick Frazier, you'll win a pair of tickets to see Rob Zombie and Alice Cooper at Bridgestone Arena on September 12th. We'll put a bow on things coming up next. Willie D going to join us, a Sports Revolution reunion coming up next, 102.5, 106.3, The Game.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.